Professor. Morning, everyone. Now, in today's talk, I'm going to talk about tunnels, and I'm going to talk about the main ways in which tunnels are constructed. Now, I'm sure you know what a tunnel is, but I'll give you a definition anyway. It's an underground passageway, and it's completely enclosed, except for exits, usually one at each end. Before you can start building any tunnel, it's necessary to perform a comprehensive geotechnical investigation of ground conditions. This is done by taking samples from boreholes, that means drilling a narrow shaft into the ground and analyzing the rock. After this has been done, engineers can choose the most appropriate method for excavating the tunnel and supporting the ground. If these samples don't reveal enough information, maybe it's difficult to detect the exact location of faults, for example, then a pilot tunnel will be drilled. Pilot tunnels have a smaller diameter than the main tunnel, and so it will be easier to support, should any problems arise. This smaller tunnel can be incorporated into the final tunnel later on. Another alternative is to drill horizontal boreholes ahead of the advancing tunnel face. Now, are there any questions before I go on to construction methods? No? Good. So, the type of construction you choose will depend on a wide range of things. The type of rock, the groundwater conditions, how long and how wide your tunnel is going to be, how far underground it is, and the final use of the tunnel. There are three main types of tunnel. The cut and cover technique. This is when a trench is dug up and then covered over. The bored tunnel, which is constructed without removing the ground above it. And the immersed tube tunnel, which is used underwater. Let's look at these in more detail, starting with the cut and cover method. As I said, this is done by digging a trench and roofing it with an overhead support system strong enough to carry whatever is to build over the tunnel. There are two types of cut and cover method. In the bottom-up method, a trench is built, with ground support as necessary, and the tunnel is constructed in the trench, using concrete or arches, or even brickwork. Then the trench is filled in again. But there's another method, the top-down method, in which the roof beams and the sidewalls are put into place before any of the ground is dug out. Only when the roof and the walls are in place does excavation take place. The advantage of this system is that it allows minimal disturbance to surface features such as roads and buildings. The cut and cover tunnel type is obviously better for tunnels which are quite shallow. London Underground stations are good examples. Not the tunnels themselves, but the area where the ticket halls are located. The underground tunnels were created using the boring method. Bored tunnels are preferable in most cases, because they eliminate the need to buy up the land on the surface. As a result, it's quicker, and there is no need for long planning inquiries. Bored tunnels are created using boring tunnels, and there are a variety of these available which can operate in different conditions, from hard rock to soft ground with a high water content. Another important thing that the engineer needs to know is the stand-up time. This denotes how long the tunnel will stay up by itself before support is needed. Obviously, hard rock and certain clays will have a longer stand-up time than sand and fine soils. It's also important to know the groundwater levels, because, if there is any water leaking into the tunnel, the stand-up time will be reduced. Groundwater levels, however, can be reduced by ground freezing. Pipes are inserted into the ground surrounding the tunnel and cooled. This surrounds the tunnel in frozen soil, which keeps water out. Another way to reduce groundwater levels is to pump the water out. Tunnel shape also affects the stand-up time. If a tunnel is wider than it is high, it is more difficult to support, whereas if a tunnel is higher than it is wide, the project is easier. Furthermore, rectangular or square tunnels are more difficult to support than circular ones. Now let's go on to the immersed tunnel.